So I'd like to say that this was a really sexy audio of me sitting in my car thinking about something naughty. But in truth, it's not. So I am sitting in my car, and I was supposed to see him today. He had something that I had asked him for that I forgot that he had, and he said he was gonna drop by the gym this morning to drop it off. And he did, but he did it before I got there. And I was so looking forward to seeing him. And being able to give him a hug and to feel him. And so when I got the text that he wasn't gonna be there, or that he was already there, fuck. So I got on the fucking treadmill and I worked out. And then I finished the rest of my workout and I got my breakfast, and I'm supposed to be prepping for a live demo tomorrow, and I just don't feel I don't feel very sexy. And two, I just I'm trying to find the silver lining. Like, maybe it's just best that I don't see him, right? I mean, I've done a decent job detoxing, and the two times that I've seen him since we broke up, hurt. So, I'm just feeling a little crunchy right now. And just trying to let that go. 'Cause this does not serve me at all. I just smoked a bowl in my car, and I'm gonna just breathe through this. Because part of me really wants to fucking cry really hard right now. The tears are falling, right? But then there's this other part of me that wants me to fight. Not today, Satan. Not today. Some lady came to check on me. Don't mind me. I'm just in my car getting high. So this is where, like, magic works for me. you do this breathing technique and you over-oxygenate your fucking body. And it grounds you. Really gets you present. This morning, that excitement to see him again, and the disappointment that I felt from that, that has all passed. I am presently in my car, not even in the city we live in. I'm at my friend's house. And that is where I'm at right now. And I'm in front of this, across the street, there's this yellow orange house with purple. Fucking love California and all the weirdos here. Not crying anymore because it's not serving me. That was a disappointment. It doesn't need to wreck me. No, it doesn't need to wreck me. So now I I remember I have shit to do today. I have someone in that house right over there who was expecting me to have my shit together. Because I'm doing this live demo for this woman in her workshop. And do I want to bring the hot mess or do I want to bring the goddess? And frankly, today, I'd much rather be the goddess. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I have to get to work. which is going to be juicy, and there's going to be maybe some audios from that session. Thank you for holding space with me on this journey. I really value authenticity and rawness and vulnerability. So, thank you for being open to me expressing mine.